Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. I am so glad you're here. On the Easy EdTech Podcast, we talk about technology integration. You'll hear tips and strategies from educators, and I'll leave you with a few big takeaways at the end of each episode. As a classroom teacher, I loved all things EdTech, and I started my blog, classtechtips.com, over 10 years ago to share my favorite ideas and spotlight new tools and resources. The blog is still going strong, and it's also where you'll find the resources from today's episode. So head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, to find the page for today's episode, or click on the show notes link in the description if you're listening to this episode on a podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. This episode is sponsored by my Easy EdTech Club. If you're listening in the month of July, you're in luck. The Easy EdTech Club is for educators who love using technology in the classroom but want time-saving ideas and step-by-step support. Each month, members receive a special masterclass and supporting items. You dive into a new topic and gather ideas for your classroom, school, and colleagues. The doors to the Easy EdTech Club will open up on July 20th and will stay open through the end of the month. And there are some special bonus items for educators who join this summer. You won't want to miss out on it. Head to classtechtips.com/club for all the details, or just go to my website, classtechtips.com, and click on the Easy EdTech Club button to learn more. This week's episode is titled Three Reading Activities with a Creative Twist, and it takes a spin on an article that I published for ASCD earlier this year. If you have spent some time around these parts, you know that ASCD is the publisher of my book EdTech Essentials and my book Tasks Before Apps and some of the quick reference guides I've made, and sometimes I'll do a guest blog post for them. But I'm going to do for you today is I will link out to that blog post, and you can check out some of the other content ASCD shares on their blog too. But for today, in this episode, we're going to take a look at ways students can respond to reading, not only in the English language arts classroom, but in the social studies classroom, science classroom, you name it. Anywhere that students are reading. The three reading activities on this list are customizable, so you can really make them your own. Now, the idea of responding to reading isn't new, and as a classroom teacher, my students responded to what we read as a class and what we read together as part of our reader's workshop. Whether your first graders are responding to a question about characters in a read aloud, or your ninth graders are reading current events articles, there are lots of ways to respond to a reading experience. With all of the activity ideas we'll go over in today's episode, you can still keep your intention and expectations high for student readers. Your prompt or questions could remain the same as a reading response that you've used in the past. However, the way students can share their learning is going to be different. We'll look at some tech-friendly activities that can really help you elevate and differentiate the options you provide for student readers. Let's jump into the first of the three on the list. First on the list is to create a collage. A visual representation of an idea is an excellent way for students to reflect on a reading experience. For example, students might read a picture book together as a class and sort through clippings to paste on a piece of paper. Instead of simply posting a collage on a bulletin board to display, students can also snap a picture with a tool like See seesaw and record their voice talking about the images they chose. With Seesaw, your students can also share their narration video as a QR code. And if you attach that QR code to a bulletin board with the physical collage students make, well, it's a great way to make an interactive display. If you want to take a social media spin, instead of having students make a paper collage with glue and cutting things out, which I love, and I love adding the audio narration and the QR code piece, of course, but instead for that social media connection, you might ask students to create a collage in Adobe Creative Cloud Express for Education, formerly called Adobe Spark. Now, if you're a regular listener here, or if you've spent time reading the blog, you know I am a big fan of the Spark tools. I've done some work with the Adobe for Education team and even have a book full of activity ideas for using this tool. When it comes to a collage and this reading response option, well, here's how it might work. Students would open up Creative Cloud Express, it's a free tool, and they can tap on the plus sign and choose the collage option. It's one of a handful of options they'll see. If students want to make a collage that represents a character from their book, well, they can type keywords to search for pictures to add. For example, they might search for images of things the character likes to do, or the hopes and dreams they've expressed throughout the pages of the book. The collage might look like something the character would post themselves on their favorite social media platform. So first up is a collage. And speaking of social media, our second option for a reading activity with a creative twist is to do a form of microblogging. Now, microblogging is another option to transform a traditional reading response. And I do have some resources on my site already. I'll mention them in a moment in case this one grabs your attention. So if you haven't used the term microblogging before, I'm pretty sure you've seen it in action. If you follow along with me on Instagram, for example, then you've definitely seen it in action. I love a good dictionary definition, and Merriam-Webster defines microblogging, it's a noun, it's a thing, as blogging done with severe space or size constraints, typically by posting frequent, brief messages about personal activities. So the idea of severe space constraints makes it sound a little aggressive or a little intimidating, but it's essentially posting in short form in social spaces like an Instagram or even like a Twitter. And that would all count as microblogging. So to simulate a social media post, you might create a template with an example of what this looks like. Or you can use the one I made. It's totally free to use. You would just make a copy. I made it in Google Slides. And you can find that in the show notes for today's episode if you want to use my template, customize it, or just use it as is for a group of students. So in your favorite slide-based presentation tool, I used Google Slides for this particular one that I made for you all. I changed the slide size using the page setup option to make a rectangle. Then I added a gray box at the top that students could place a picture on and a text box below it for their response. So you might have students make a series of posts as their reading response and reflect on what they've read in a current events article. Or you might have them take on the role of a character and create posts from their perspective. If you really want to go deep into this list of three reading activities, you could do a combo of the first one I mentioned, making a collage, and then this writing piece that would simulate a social media style post with micro blogging in mind. So those are the first two on the list, the collage and then the micro blogging piece, which could be just one or a series of short responses. Last on the list of ways to transform your students' reading responses is to use audio and video. Now, you might have students add audio or create a video that goes along with a collage or microblogging, kind of like the Seesaw example I mentioned earlier. Or you might choose a tool that has a few ways for students to respond and they can choose. So if you do use a tool with choices for students, you can point out the audio option as something they might pick for their response. I recently worked with a group of elementary school students where we explored articles in Pebble Go, another favorite you might have seen me share on the blog. I've partnered with them for a whole bunch of things, and you might have even seen me with their team at Q Conference this spring or at ISTE early in the summer. So students can choose, and this is what we did together, they could choose between a few options to create their reading response, including video, audio, text, and animated stickers. This was using the Pebble Go create option. Super duper fun. So that might be one where you give kids choice using audio or video. They might feel like that's the best choice for them that day or the best way for them to communicate their response to a prompt that you give. Book Creator, another favorite, also gives students options for adding different media types to their page. This could include using their voice to text option, which takes their audio and turns it into sentences. So their voice to text is pretty great. If you've joined me on a webinar before, you might have heard me joke that, you know, I'm from Long Island originally. My mom is from Queens. My dad is from the Bronx. So I grew up in a household with some strong vowels. And sometimes they sneak up on me. And so when I'm modeling Book Creator's voice to text, I sometimes joke about it, but it's always so great, even given my little bit of an accent that creeps in every once in a while. And if audio is great and you love that, run with it. But if you're thinking about video instead, Flipgrid is a super popular and a great tool for this type of reading response activity. It gives students a way to jump on camera or cover their face with an emoji or a filter and talk about their reading experiences. So these three reading activities all have a creative twist to them, and they're ready for you to build into your regular reading routine. So you might add just one of these into the rotation if you want to give more options for students to respond, like using audio or video, or if you want to create more authentic reading responses that mirror the kind of content kids may consume, like microblogging, or you might decide that you want to infuse some creativity with a hands-on collage that kids snap a picture of with their tech tool or using a digital space to create a collage. If you decide to try out a more involved reading response project, like having kids create a movie to retell a story or something that might go beyond just a quick reading activity, make sure to try out one of the planning pages linked in the show notes for today's episode. So I've got a bunch of things waiting for you on the landing page that goes along with today's episode. I've got that microblogging template for you. I've got the graphic organizers for retelling a story and creating a movie, lots of fun things for you to download and check out. So let's make this EdTech easy with some key points from the episode. Set a purpose or select a prompt for your reading response activity. Use collages for visual representations of student reading experiences. Try a microblogging activity to simulate a social media post. And then incorporate audio and video into a student response. Remember, you can find the show notes and the full list of resources from today's episode by heading over to classtechtips.com/podcast or just going to my website and tapping on the podcast button at the top. You'll want to look for today's episode number 172. This episode is sponsored by my Easy EdTech Club. If you're listening in the month of July, you're in luck. The Easy EdTech Club is for educators who love using technology in the classroom but want time-saving ideas and step-by-step support. Each month, members receive a special masterclass and supporting items. You dive into a new topic and gather ideas for your classroom, school, and colleagues. The doors to the Easy EdTech Club will open up on July 20th and will stay open through the end of the month. And there are some special bonus items for educators who join this summer. You won't want to miss out on it. head to classtechtips.com/club for all the details, or just go to my website, classtechtips.com, and click on the Easy EdTech Club button to learn more. Did you like today's episode? Well, if you're listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or another favorite app, don't forget to hit the follow button. When you follow or subscribe to the podcast, each new episode will download for you automatically so you don't miss a thing. And if you think a friend or colleague would enjoy the tips from today, send them a text or email with a link to today's episode. They'll appreciate the tips and strategies, and all it takes is a quick message to make their day and their tech integration a little bit easier.